Michael Cohen with producer Jesse Wise. A 6:34 on a sizzling Friday evening in Lansing. 93 degrees out there. Well, activists planning their national same-sex kiss day at Chick-fil-A today, although reports from around the country finding the turnout to be less enthusiastic as compared to the huge crowds that came out on Wednesday to show their support for the company's CEO after he expressed his opposition to same-sex marriage. So this kind of attention, is it ultimately damaging to Chick-fil-A, or are there other aspects to the controversy that can be capitalized on? To talk about it, I'm joined by Ernie Capobianco. He's the CEO of Square One Marketing, a branding firm and marketing firm in Dallas. In fact, Texas has well over 200 Chick-fil-A restaurants as compared to our single one here in Michigan in Rochester. Find them online at sq1agency.com. Ernie, thanks for joining us on WYLS.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good, good. Now tell me, when a CEO of a company that you're trying to brand comes out with a position on a heated social issue like same-sex marriage, is that always a bad thing?
Yeah, I think so. I'd be trembling if I were the PR firm or their ad agency right now. I have very strong views about this. I think that in the long term, this will probably blow over. It depends on what they do next. But in the short term, this is actually hurting Chick-fil-A right now. There's a survey that came out yesterday, interestingly enough, because the question that you're asking is a question that's on the minds of a lot of people out there, a lot of marketers that's going, oh, this is sort of a new thing. You have a hot social topic like this, and you have a brand getting out there that these guys sell chicken. I live in Dallas, and like you see them at the corner, every corner here. There's over like 250 of these around the town. And like so they're everywhere, and they're thinking, what are they doing by talking about this topic when they make chicken? Right? What does chicken have to do with the topic same-sex marriage?
Sure. Well, and the curious thing is that there was an actual appreciation day that increased turnout. Apparently, they had a record-selling day that day.
Yeah, it was a great day for them, right? Now, but here's what's going on, though. QSR sector, the quick-serve restaurants such as, you know, Pizza Hut, Arby's, Papa John's, Domino's, all those guys, they're measured, a sentiment measure, by a company called YouGov. It's called a brand index score, and they measure positive and negative feedback and sentiment regarding brands. Chick-fil-A has always scored well above those other brands by about 20 points. It's on a 1 to 100 scale, with what like 1 being a real bad brand, 100 being a really good brand. And these guys were in the 60s and close to 70s, Chick-fil-A was, about before Mr. Cathy made his comments. As of yesterday, their scores have dropped in the mid-30s. Okay, and the average for the quick serve restaurants is about a 46. Now those are just numbers, but it shows you that from a relative point of view, the people really aren't liking kind of the position that their chicken restaurant's taking. And the other thing, just one last point, is that, you know, 54% of Americans, according to a CNN index poll that was just done in June of this year, show that 54% of Americans don't have any problem with people of the same sex getting married. It's not really an issue to them.
So, certainly, there are fringe groups that have viewpoints on the issue also. But tell me this, what do you do in terms of the marketing once an event like this occurs? I'm sure they're going to decide the fate of their CEO in the next couple of weeks. But in terms of trying to control the image of the company, what kind of steps can you really take at this point?
You know, that's a great question. I honestly would think that they should just simply lay low. I mean, what's happening now, if you go on and you Google Chick-fil-A and this whole thing, now there are people investigating their charitable organizations that Chick-fil-A gives money to. And now there's things online that Chick-fil-A gave $5 million to these hate groups. And now they have supposedly posted a fake Facebook page that has bad. I mean, I don't even know if that's true, but this is what's going on online, if that's the rumors. So the more they say, the more trouble they're getting themselves into. Now, Mike, the thing I wonder about, if I'm a franchisee, because these are franchise organizations, and to get in, you have to pay $250,000 or so to get into the group, and then you spend a bunch of money on advertising. Now, what happens if you're in a town where people actually think that your CEO is kind of like a little cuckoo for saying what he's saying? You know, it's going to hurt your business as a franchise owner. these franchisees, I'm sure, are not very happy with what's going on.
I'm talking to Ernie Capobianco. He's the CEO of Square One. It's a marketing and branding agency in Dallas. So when you when it comes to dealing with the internet aspect of it, do you find things like Facebook and Twitter actually effective in marketing, you know, a major company like Chick-fil-A, or is that typically kind of laughed at by folks that are online that way?
No, not at all. In fact, Facebook more than Twitter. Twitter's good for like celebrities or something if they want to reach out to their folks. It could be a lot of companies use Twitter now as a way to field consumer complaints. So if someone has a problem with a brand, you could literally tweet the brand, and you should get a response pretty quickly from that brand to give you a solution to your problem. So a lot of companies use Twitter as a way to field complaints or comments from consumers. Now, Facebook, on the other hand, is becoming really, really sophisticated since their IPO in terms of measurement tools, targeting to individuals, and fan engagement. And, you know, companies like mine, we create programs around Facebook fans that literally drive traffic into retail stores or drive traffic online to create sales online, and that's a really effective means.
So what would Chick-fil-A do with their Facebook? I assume they have a Facebook page. They get on there. Do they apologize? Do they try to explain things? What kind of approach would they take when interacting with their Facebook friends?
Well, what's happened now, they've sort of painted themselves in a corner where you have so many people now coming out for them, and now this is almost becoming a religious thing. A lot of people are making comments about, religious comments. They're saying if you support Jesus and the teaching of the Bible, then you should go to Chick-fil-A. And I don't think that Chick-fil-A wants to alienate those folks at this point. Honestly, if I were them, I would thank the fans that supported them. I'd apologize for the people that they might have offended, and I would say we're not going to talk about this anymore.
Let's see. Try to make it go away. But in a sense, as a company, you're saying really, there should be no point where you have any opinion about any potentially controversial topic ever.
I totally agree with that. I don't think you should. I think what would happen if Coca-Cola came out with some position about anything, about a war or about minorities or about immigration? I mean, what would that do to the Coca-Cola brand, which is one of our most sacred brands in this country, right? People love beloved brands, I should say, but, you know, people love Coke. And I think, you know, if they started doing that sort of stuff, that would really tarnish their image going forward.
I mean, we've seen all kinds of other, boycotts, even the National Organization for Marriage, which is a group that opposes gay marriages. They've boycotted General Mills and Starbucks because they came out in favor of a same-sex marriage. So in a sense, it seems that even company policies can lead to any group to maybe frown upon you as a company. But when you're marketing, are you basically trying to avoid even addressing those kinds of boycotts and those kinds of issues?
I would just stay away from them. They're so politically motivated and there's so much emotion attached. See, a brand is a promise to a consumer. Like, what I mean by that is, when you go to Chick-fil-A, you expect, and they really make some great food. They're one of the top QSRs out there. And you expect to get a consistent product every single time. And they're making a promise to you, you're going to get hot chicken, done right, that has a great taste to it. And that's the promise that the brand gives a consumer. The brand has nothing to do about political views. That's not the point of a brand. Unless you're a politician, I guess, you know, that right. I guess that's the point of a politician.
Now, I do want to ask you about the recovery time and the recovery plan marketing-wise. You say lay low, but is there a point where there needs to be some kind of an effort made to maybe right the ship after a controversy like this?
I think so, but I don't think Mr. Cathy, I don't think, believes he's done anything wrong. I mean, I think he thinks that he's doing something that's perpetuating his brand. They're closed on Sundays, so their employees can be with their family during the day of worship, which is great. I mean, I have always thought highly of them for that. But they've taken it just a little bit too far by almost excluding half the population with their views. I really think that these guys should really should apologize and thank the people that supported them and apologize if they've offended other people, and then just let it go. I mean, I honestly, I'd let it go.
Well, it's interesting because part of marketing is knowing your audience, right, and directing your efforts to them. But then, of course, you need to be careful when you do that not to, I guess, go overboard, which you're saying may have, well, it looks like may have been the case here.
I think so.
Although sales will define the incident, won't it? I mean, if Chick-fil-A doesn't see massive losses in customers and sales, then this won't be viewed as necessarily a bad thing their CEO did.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. You know, in the long term, it probably won't be a big people will forget about it. So in the long term, I don't think it's going to have any impact. But what a great study in social behavior and brands, though, right? I mean, and also I think this is going to help push the whole issue to the forefront, like how people really feel about, you know, same-sex marriage. I mean, it's just it's happened throughout history, if you think about it. I mean, not necessarily with brands, but with women's rights, women's voting, with the minorities in this country, African Americans, rights to vote.
Right.
There have always been these issues brought to the forefront, usually by politicians or by some really horrible events or something. In this case, it's a brand doing it, and I think in the long run, I think that everything's going to be okay and back to normal. But it's certainly really dangerous territory for a brand to play in, you know, especially when you have franchisees that spend millions of dollars on supporting your brand.
Right, and I think in the case of Chick-fil-A, most of them are in the southern areas of the country, but there are certainly a few in others that have maybe some very different views on social norms. Well, Ernie Capobianco, he's the CEO of Square One. It's a marketing and branding agency in Dallas. Find him online at sq1agency.com. Ernie, thank you so much for joining us on WYLS.
Mike, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. Coming up next, the Wall Street Journal featuring this interesting article about Sweden and their paternity leave. It's very generous. We're going to talk about how it compares to what we have here in the U.S., which is quite less so. That is next. Michael Cohen, 1320 WYLS.